For instance.
You got a third. I even said it instead of trying to play the one of those. I want
to get you some
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Just get ahead.
Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Keith?
Here.
Mr. Dunlap?
Here.
Mr. Hess?
Would you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Motion to approve the minutes from July the 8th.
So moved.
Second. Favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same. No public comment. There were no executive sessions held between July the 8th and July 21st. Shereen is on now. Shereen, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. And you can hear me okay?
Okay. Next, we have a proclamation we'd like to present. Proclamation is for pretrial, probation, and parole supervision week, July 19th through the 25th, 2026. Whereas all Pennsylvanians deserve opportunities to live healthy, safe, and purposeful lives, and community supervision is an essential part of Pennsylvania's justice system. And whereas corrections professionals such as pretrial, probation, and parole officers uphold the law with dignity, while recognizing the right of the public to be safe and guarded from criminal activity, their proven practices and effective supervisions provide an opportunity for successful reintegration. And whereas pretrial, probation, and parole officers work towards changing lives by working with reentrants to help them find solutions to problems and to help them live a safe, healthy, and productive life. And whereas correction professionals are responsible for supervising adult reentrants while serving, supporting, and protecting victims, as well as providing appropriate advocacy and resources for reentrants.
Whereas pretrial, probation, and parole officers work collaboratively with local law enforcement, treatment providers, social service agencies, and a variety of other programs, groups, and individuals involved with reentry. And whereas this time is a time to recognize, this week is a time to recognize and celebrate the dedicated and caring individuals in the community who work tirelessly to make our neighborhoods safe and more vibrant places to live, raise families, and work to give reentrants a second chance to be productive members of society. Therefore, we, the Commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim July 19th to 25th, 2026, to be pretrial, probation, and parole supervision week in honor of all those correctional officer professionals who play critical roles in the criminal justice system and help achieve safer communities. I present this proclamation dated the 22nd day of July, 2026.
I will second that motion. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. With us today, we have members from our probation department. And thank you. And District Attorney Mandy Long. So, who would like to speak first? Chief Leonard?
Thank you, Commissioners. Thank you for this recognition. We have a lot of great officers in our departments that do a multitude of tasks each day. We do a lot of recommendations for treatment and make referrals. They're also often placed in some, you know, difficult situations. And I really do appreciate all the work that they do. And we have upwards of 1,000 people on probation, parole, or pretrial at any given time. So there is a lot of work that goes on in our office. So thank you.
Robin, do you have anything?
Thank you, Commissioners.
Commissioners, I appreciate you taking the time to recognize the important work that our probation department does here in Indiana County. Just to give you an idea of what they're doing, you know, many people have this idea that probation officer's job is to just, when you get in trouble, they're going to put three in jail. And that is as far from the truth as is possible. We have probation officers that work diligently to make sure individuals in need of drug and alcohol treatment get the help they need. If they need mental health treatment, they're working with them to get that. Housing, transportation, any of their needs met in order to help them be successful. At the same time, they're placed in very dangerous situations where if there's a warrant out for one of their people on supervision, they have to go out into the community, placing themselves in danger to make sure that person's taken into custody safely for the workers, for the community, and for that person. One of the main reasons that people are successful on probation and parole is themselves first, but secondly, the fact that we have many great workers in our Indiana County Probation and Parole Office that help them get over their hurdles to make sure they're successful. In seeing offices throughout the state, we have one of the best offices in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and I put them up against anybody. So I appreciate you recognizing the important and vital work that they do in our criminal justice system.
Thank you. I would actually say this is one of those jobs that you don't get a lot of credit for. And I've said it many times with our other departments in this kind. The general public could never understand what happens here in Indiana County. The first question, if they would hear some of these cases, are, it doesn't happen here in Indiana County, and it does. And again, like DA Manzi stated, it puts your officers in a predicament and their lives when they get into these realistic problems that we have out there in our society. And we do appreciate this because it doesn't just stop at 8 hours a day. You're working 7 days, 365, you know, holidays are, you know, not excluded. And we truly appreciate each and every one of you what you do. So thank you on behalf of us, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. So when you think of probation and parole and pre-trial, you think of adults, and there's also the juvenile aspect, and that sometimes is an even harder thing to deal with. And so even last week we were dealing with a case that was a CYS case that morphed into a probation case. And it was, of course, the end of the week, and it was after hours, and there was a lot of involvement with that case. So we recognize those difficult situations, and we thank you for your service, your work.
How about coming up? Let's get a picture.
Hey, Bob. Come on up.
Okay, again, with our probation department, we have an agreement, and Chief Bennett, what was that?
Probation is requesting that the master service agreement be signed for GovAI software solutions. This is a software that the adult probation department uses for our record management system.
Okay. Question I have, is this being funded anywhere with that JP grant?
It is actually funded through a grant for, it was last year and this year. It was formerly called, this software was called AP Solutions, I believe. They have grown and are now GovAI, so this contract is for this year. It is through the Law Enforcement Initiative Grant.
Okay.
The JAG grant.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve? I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Next, from our county maintenance department, we have an agreement. And Mr. Yannity, good morning.
Morning. I'd like to ask the commissioners to leave the proposal from Doran Bunkle Roofing to replace the east side section of the courthouse flat roof. They were the lowest CoStar bid, $35,900. It would be paid for through capital improvement funds.
Question, do you remember last time there was any replacement of service done to that? Is that original?
No, it's not original, but that's been 15, 20 years.
Okay.
I don't know the exact year.
Total price,
$35,900.
Okay.
Previous on.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agreement?
So moved.
Second? I'll second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same.
We can't hear her.
Yeah, I'm typing to her.
Still can't hear.
Just barely hear something coming out. Did I ask Ed to say something?
Ed, can you hear?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
So okay. It's hot. It's, I think, I don't know if her mic's not picking her up very well.
Okay. Moving on to a temporary easement agreement for parks and trails. And Director Patterson, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. We're recommending approval of a temporary easement between the county and Big Run Lumber Company for the purpose of allowing the use of a gas well road within Blue Spruce Park to haul logs harvested from a private property that is outside the boundary of the park. The company received an approved permit from the Indiana County Office of Planning and Development to harvest the timber from an eight-acre parcel on the private property, as required by the Special Recreation and Conservation Zoning Ordinance. The temporary easement will be valid for 30 days, and the company has agreed to repair a portion of the access road in advance of the log hauling, and will also provide a $1,000 donation to Blue Spruce Park for use of the access road.
Okay, thank you. I'll make a motion to approve. I have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Ed.
Yep, thanks.
Next, from Children, Youth and Services, we have some private provider agreements. And Ms. Weaver, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to start this morning with our fiscal year 26-27 non-placement listings. And the first item would be the Evanco International LLC Child Accounting and Profile Systems. This is a version 19 upgrade. So it is a cost that has been predicted. It's for storage of documents and new ways to search within a document storage area. They have developed training specifically for onboarding new caseworkers and new admins also. So that's an improvement for them. So the reason we're presenting this today is that we're asking for the commissioner's approval to pay the invoice that is in reference to this, and it is for $5,980.86. Now that will come from the information and technology grant that we have available.
Okay. Well, the motion to approve?
Mm-hmm.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, the care center.
We have the Care Center of Indiana County. This is a fiscal year 26-27 renewal contract. This is a parenting, this is a provider within Indiana that does a lot of different parenting programs, and they are all what we call evidence-based programs. So the state has qualified those as parenting programs that they would like us to use for our clients. So the care center has done a lot of training over the years to be qualified in this, and they have actually asked for a very slight increase in their rates this year. It's a 2.5, but when you do the math, it's $2.30 an hour more, and that's it for their increase this year. So the cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Good. I'll make a motion to approve. I will second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, the adoption connection.
That's right. We'll switch over to the fiscal year 26-27 placement listings. We'll start with the adoption connection of PA. This is their fiscal year 26-27 renewal. This provider is located in Beaver, PA, but they do have foster homes throughout the western end of PA. And so they will accept children from zero, well, from birth to 21. And their classifications for their foster care system are based on the child's age and the child's needs and/or behaviors. They have actually agreed to maintain the same rates as they have since last year. So the cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Well, a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same.
Well,
next.
Auberly is for fiscal year 26-27, and it's a renewal also. This is a foster care agency that is located in McKeesport. They are well known for having foster homes that are trained for autistic children. And we do have, I think, two children placed through their system right now. They do a lot of specialized trainings, and of course it kind of reflects in their rates, but we were surprised this year that they actually sent a rate sheet that was decreased from last year's rate sheet. So some of the classifications are only decreased by 4 cents and some are by 10 cents, but it still is a decrease, which is impressive in this day and age. So the cost of the services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Okay. I'll make the motion to approve. I'll second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, Family Cares for Children.
Family Cares for Children and Youth is a fiscal year 26-27 renewal. Their main office is in Milton, PA, but they have Greensburg and Fayette County offices also. So they do cover the western part of the state. They again do the birth to 21. And they do emergency foster care, medically needy, and traditional foster care. They will also license kinship homes. They have asked for a slight increase in their rates. And again, their slight increase is 2%. So $1.50 a day is one of their increases. The cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it will be utilized as needed.
So the motion to approve?
Mm-hmm.
Second, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And last is Keystone Adolescents.
Keystone Adolescent Center is located in Greenville, PA. This is a renewal contract for them. This is actually a group home. They have a girls' group home and a boys' group home, and then they have transitional living apartments also available. So they work mainly with teenagers. They do have a complex unit for the girls. We've been unsuccessful in getting anybody placed there so far because they're so busy, but they do have a unit there. So they have actually agreed to maintain the same rates as last year, and the cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
I'll make a motion to approve. I'll second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those the same. Hey, thank you, Vicky.
Have a great day.
You too. Okay, from the Office of Planning and Development. First, we have a resolution. Good morning, Director Stauber.
Morning, Commissioners. Thank you. The Office of Planning and Development, in collaboration with the Indiana County Community Action Program, requests the Board of Commissioners adopt a resolution authorizing the filing of the 2026 Emergency Solutions Grant Program application to the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. The application will request ESG financial assistance not to exceed $215,000 that will be matched with other state and local funds provided by ICAP. Project scope of the application will include emergency shelter operations, rapid rehousing services, homeless management information, system data collection, and administrative activities. The application will be submitted by the August 10th, 2026 deadline.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, contract award.
The Office of Planning Development and Gibson Thomas Engineering requests the Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with Krylon Corp. of Somerset, PA for the Cornell Connector and Signing and Pavement Markings Project located at the Cornell Road and Corporate Campus Business Park in Burrell Township. The contract award request of $25,727.28 is for signage and thermoplastic pavement markings within these areas. This was the only bid received for the project and the second time the project has been bid with no bids received during the initial invitation for bids. Project costs for this contract will be covered with non-general fund program revenues administered by the Office of Planning and Development. And I just simply want to add, this is a great example of intergovernmental cooperation as the Borough Township supervisors paved Cornell Road with the addition of the Route 22 bridge. The commissioners are coming in to put the markings on to get people safely through the corridor. So so looking forward to get this done.
Okay. Thank you. Motion to approve? Second? I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Next, contract award.
The Office of Planning and Development, the Indiana County Development Corporation, and Stifel McGraw and Associates request the Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with RL Abatement, Inc. of Hopewell, PA for the Parrish House and Essex House asbestos removal project located in Indiana Borough. The contract award request of $176,820 is for removal of asbestos-containing materials found within the former student housing complex, originally constructed in the late 1960s and early 70s. This is the second round of ACM removal at the complex that was originally completed in 2023-2024. But after additional due diligence and testing, it has been determined that additional ACM was present and must be mitigated prior to rehabilitation and or demolition. From the date of notice proceed, the contractor will have 120 calendar days to complete the project in total, with 75 days scheduled for Carriage House and the remaining time for Essence House. Four bids were received, ranging from the low bid by RL Abatement, as noted above, and high bid of $597,000. Pretty wide swing there. Project costs for this contract will be covered by the Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program and Keystone Communities Initiative funding administered by the Indiana County Development Corporation.
Good. I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same?
And by way of a project update, if I may, later this month, the bids for demolition of Carriage House and the office building will be advertised, I believe, next week. And we'll open those bids later in August.
Long time project.
Yeah, it's just taking a long time, but looking forward to those next milestone steps. We were with some of the funding, we were precluded from doing the demolition and the asbestos until some of the environmental reviews were completed with some of the federal funding that's coming into the project. So looking forward to getting things moving again.
Good. Okay, next we have change order number one.
Yeah. The Office of Planning Development, the Indiana County Development Corporation, and Stifel McGraw and Associates request the Board of Commissioners approve change number one under the contract agreement with RL Abatement Inc., Hopewell, PA, for the Carriage House and Essex House asbestos removal project located in Indiana Borough. The change order request of $36,000 is for removal and disposal of stored waste materials resulting from interior demolition activities within Essex House. This is an alternate bid item provided for on the bid form that all bidders provided a response. As a result of this $36,000 change order one ad alternate, RL abatement contract will increase from the base bid of $176,820 up to the revised total contract to $212,820. Again, project costs for this contract will be covered by the Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program and Keystone Communities Initiative funding administered by the Indiana County Development Corporation.
Do I have a motion to approve the change order? Second? A second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. And next is change order number three. What else?
The Office of Planning and Development, in collaboration with First Commonwealth Bank and Thomas R. Harley Architects, LLC, recommend the Board of Commissioners approve change order three in the amount of $7,800 with G&W Roofing and Construction Inc. of 84 PA for the Old Courthouse Roof Replacement Project. This requested cost increase is under change order three is due to unforeseen project conditions surrounding the clock tower area, specifically to clean the existing metal roofing around the clock tower perimeter area, apply a primer to the surface, apply three-course brush grade coating to all seams and penetrations, and complete the project by applying acrylic roof coating to the entire surface area. The work shall result with a 10-year material warranty. If approved, the total contract with G&W Roofing and Construction will be $952,800 with the additional project cost covered by the Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program grant. This is part of a rehabilitation project. You know, so it was, while we were up there with all the scaffolding and everything else, it just made sense to take care of this item to preserve that clock tower for another 10 years, you know, with this application of this paint material.
Okay, great. So with that being said, do I have a motion to approve change order number three? I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same.
Thank you, Barbara.
All right. Thank you.
We have a budget impasse and policy of procedures. And Ms. Mary Eye, would you like to present, please?
Yes, I'm asking the board to approve the budget impasse policy and procedure. The County of Indiana recognizes that funding from the state government plays a critical role in the continued financial stability of the county. For this reason, it is incumbent upon the county to establish restrictions for situations in which state government funding is unavailable due to a state budget impasse. This policy provides guidelines and procedures to ensure the county remains financially stable with minimal to no cost to the taxpayers.
Do I have a motion to approve? I'll make that motion. I have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Both the same. And just short comment. If everybody remembers last year, the state budget was extended for many months past the June 30th deadline. And we basically did not have this policy in place at that time. We did not have to borrow funds like a lot of other counties had to continue their operations. But not foreseeing the future, this will actually protect us now going forward, whether it's this Board of Commissioners or future Board of Commissioners, they actually have something now to fall back on to keep the county operating. So, okay, any other business we brought before the board today? Hearing done, our next regular meeting will be out here in the hearing room on August the 12th at 10:30 a.m. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, everybody. See you, Shereen.